Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. You know the slogan? Grab your favorite cup of java and join us. And what can I say? Well, it is nice. It is sunny. If you are in L.A. County, let me tell you, baby, it is a great day. A lot of stuff happening this weekend, a lot of tweets, a lot of Hollywood. And you know what? This morning I have a delicious iced java coffee, so I'm in coffee heaven, as they say. Well, did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were definitely in the loop. Number one here, what can I say? Ant-Man, first week out. And yes, I did say Ant, man. But you know what? This isn't Batman. It isn't Superman. It isn't, you know, all these other shows. Ant-Man, I'm sorry, I'm a little new, a little rusty with this character from the Marvel Comics, now a big screen movie. Ant-Man, never heard of it. Everybody I know who saw it said it was absolutely fabulous. So there you have it, Ant-Man number one there. Ant-Man this weekend alone, remember these are all just estimations. So if I'm wrong, I am so sorry. Let me apologize now. And if I'm right, well, hey. Anyway, Ant-Man raked in over $24 million this weekend. Not bad at all. Number two, first week out, was Pixels. That is the new Adam Sandler movie. That one raked in also over a little bit, over $24 million. Now, remember all the games back in the day? I don't know if you remember, but what was it, Donkey Kong, the original games? I think everybody should know who Pac-Man is. And I mean, that was the coolest video game. And then they came out with Mrs. Pac-Man. Didn't she have a bow or something? I don't remember exactly if she had a bow or not, but it was a girl, Pac-Man, and Mrs. Pac-Man. Anyway, it's all about the video game shows coming alive. Seems like it's a lot of fun. And that is Pixel number two, first week out. Not bad at all. Three, Minions. Of course, that's the new kid animated film that stars one of the voices. Who else? The lovely, gorgeous Sandra Bullock, and also one of the voices of Michael Keaton, and I absolutely love them both. All right, number four, Trainwreck. That one stars Amy Schumer, and that one made over $17 million there. It looks like it's going to be very funny. I've not seen it. Number five, Southpaw. Now, this movie has Forest Whitaker is one of the stars, and also rapper 50 Cent. So, very interesting there. You know, I see 50 Cent. Of course, we know 50 Cent is a businessman. 50 Cent is one of the most famous rappers of all time. And he can act. He's a very good actor. But I predict, this is just what I'm saying. I think, this is just my opinion, I think 50 Cent will leave rapping and become a full-time actor in time. I'm just putting it out there. I don't have any evidence. Nobody has told me anything. That's just my personal opinion. And you know, in these interviews, he talks very nice and he's highly intelligent. So there you go. And Forrest Whitaker, I've met him before as a stand-in when he did Waiting to Exhale one day on a reshoot at 20th Century Fox. Absolutely a beautiful man. So Southpaw right there made a little bit over $16 million. This movie, number six, Paper Town. When I first saw the heading, God forgive me, I thought the movie was called Paper Towels, okay? And then I had to look twice. That's when you don't pay attention. Paper Towels, of course, that one raked in over $12 million there. Number seven, Inside Out, starring Amy Poehler, another kid-friendly film there, animation all about what's inside your head and all the little voices that we hear, and it's just a lot of fun there. Inside Out, that one made over $7 million. Number eight, Jurassic World, raked in over $6 million. I would say raked just about $7 million there, and it's been out for a minute and still in the top 10 there. Let's see, Jurassic World was number eight. Number nine, Mr. Holmes. And that one starred, who else? Ian McKellen. Of course, he was in all the, those movies, I forgot. Those strange movies. Oh, God, I can't think of the name. But anyway, Ian McKellen, one of the most famous English actors of all time. I actually saw him in one of the Royal Theater's old tapings when he played Macbeth. He looked like he was like, I don't know, 20 years old. I think it was like 1975. It's an old tape. I just got it from the library. And it also starred Judy Dench, where he played Macbeth. And, oh, my goodness. He was fabulous in that. He's been around forever. Okay, Mr. Holmes, and that one made just about $3 million, and I predict that it will keep moving up higher and higher and higher. If you want to see some brilliant acting, you better go see him. All right, and number 10, Terminator, what can I say? You start, who else? My man, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Love me some Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay? And that one made just about $2.5 million there. Those are the top 10 moves, as they say. If you saw any of those, you were in the loop. All right, moving on to some Hollywood gossip, some Hollywood information, and some Hollywood thoughts. All right, number one. Okay, I'm sure by now you've heard Christina, Bobby Christina, passed away. Of course, she is the 22-year-old daughter of singer Bobby Brown and singer, the late, great Whitney Houston. I remember she slipped into a coma some time ago. They took her off the life support machine. I believe they moved her to a nursing home. Anyway, 22 years old, beautiful, beautiful lady, passed away. So, you know, it's a very, very sad thing about that. It's just, wow, it's a lot to take in. So sad, so young at 22. Her mom was just absolutely famous. Remember Whitney Houston a few years ago passed away from when she passed out and drowned in the her bathtub. So one tragedy, and a few years later, another tragedy for this family. Two beautiful ladies gone way, way, way too soon. You know, with all the beautiful, wonderful, kind people in the world, Whitney Houston just had a beautiful voice, made everybody just think and pay attention to that voice and put you in a beautiful mood. Her daughter, 22 years old, she hasn't hurt anybody, 22 years old, young girl, gone. And then you think, you got all these serial killers, and they just seem to go on and on and on. Anyway, it's not for me to judge, but I am saying it's very, very sad. Okay, so our condolences go out to the Whitney Houston family. And also, country singer Darren Norwood passed away. Darren Norwood had a couple of hits. He was only 49 years old there. He was in the top 40 songs. He was found dead. I mean, he had two or three top 40 songs over the past couple of years. He was in Texas. He was found dead in his Texas apartment. And they're not really sure. He was just unresponsive when the police were called, and they said that Norwood was found dead in his bedroom there. And I just thought that was so, so sad. He had the song Ready back in 1975, Willing and Able. I Still Believe in 2012. He had a couple of hits. And then he had If It Wasn't for Her, I Would Have Had You. And remember the song Cowboys? Don't Cry. So soon, another one gone way too soon there. All right, Arkansas, let's just go out to his family. Moving on now. Woo! Interesting. Did you know this one? Hollywood took me by a loop. Blake Shelton, Blake Shelton, and his wife, Miranda Lambert. Wow. And now they were getting a divorce. They are two of the coolest people. Never met them, but when you hear them interviews, they seem very solid. Two of the coolest people, very, very nice people, very, very positive people. What? They were like country royal singers. I mean, they were in the elite status. Well, they still are, but now they filed for a divorce. What? Did not listen to me. It's like, some of those Hollywood marriages you just never see splitting up. Did not think this, and I know Blake has been married once before. This was Miranda's first. They both have had so many hits. They both have had one Grammy. She's gorgeous. He's gorgeous. He's talented. She's talented. He can sing. She can sing. You know what? I don't know what broke them up, but I'm telling you, anytime you have a couple that get the divorce or splitting up, it's very, very hard. So, you know, what can I say? I hope that they find happiness. Maybe they'll get back together. Who knows? But I hope that they end up getting back together. And yes, that is not a recording in the background. That is dog barking. So it is time for my doggy tail segment. What can I say? You send me emails. How are the animals doing? What can I say? Those three little nuts are doing just fine. What can I say? They're outside. They're playing. They're running. They're having a good time. And one of them is just sitting there in the kiddie swimming pool, because I have a little kiddie swimming pool, just sitting in the kiddie swimming pool, and the barking is because he won't move his little goofy self out of the way so the other ones can get into the kiddie pool. Because, why? He draws the kiddie pool clear up to the end of the yard. Why? I do not know. Why won't he let the other dogs get in it? I do not know. Why did he throw half of the water out as he drew them across the yard? I do not know. But are my dogs happy? Yes, they are. Yes, we got them all the time. Am I getting over the passing of my dog, Sunset Gower, a.k.a. Millie? Yes, I am. And I still miss her and love her. So it's been about, what, a month now. So, oh, tears. Thank you for your concern. All right, there. So that's our doggy tales. Now moving on to our I Was There. Remember I told you the story about, I said Michael Keaton was in the new movie? Okay, Minions, but he played one of the voices along with Sandra Bullock. Okay, years ago, true story, years ago, I was working on the Quentin Tarantino film. I believe it was Jackie Brown. And, of course, I was late getting to the set because I got lost. It was shot way out there in it was in Jefferson Street. Very hard to find, Culver City, someplace. Anyway, I get there. I'm like an hour late because I don't know where the heck I'm going. And so the van driver, he says, well, I'll let you, you know, on the van. They may send you home because you're so late. I was a Hollywood extra. But I got to wait on a guy. So, you know, we just want to sit and we sit and wait, and the guy comes in, and he says, hey, thanks for waiting for the driver. He goes, hey, how you doing? My name is Michael. So I go, hey, Michael, my name is Lynn. So Michael starts talking, and he goes, so Lynn, what's up? And I said, well, you know, Michael, I'm late, and I don't want to be sent home as an extra. If you're like 1 minute late, they'll send you home. And I swear, man, I just couldn't find the place. I'm all discombobulated. And Michael said, stick with me. Just stick with me, and when we get there, it'll be cool. So we get in, and he goes, and Quentin Tarantino turns around, and he goes, hey, Michael. And Michael goes, hey, Quentin. He goes, hey, Quentin, this is my friend Lynn. You know, yeah, she was in the van with me. You know, I held the van up. So, you know, that's why, you know, she couldn't be here, blah, 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 blah. And Quentin Tarantino goes, hey, how you doing, Lynn? And he reaches over and shakes my hand. So Michael says, after Quentin goes away, he says, look, if you got any problems, you were with me. If you got any problems, come with me, and I'll make sure they'll send you home, sweetheart. So I'm thinking, this is the nicest camera operator. This is the nicest director of photography. I love this man. He has saved my job, Michael. All throughout the day, he keeps, hey, you doing, man? He keeps coming over, talking, very sweet. And then it dawns on me, my friend says, well, you are such an idiot. That is Michael Keaton, fool. And I thought, what? And that is how I got to keep my job as a Hollywood extra on the show, Jackie Brown. Michael Keaton saved my job. Didn't even know who he was, just thought he was a nice guy. God bless you, Michael Keaton. Thank you so much. It is true. I was there in the moment, and it happened. Anyway, true story. If you want to check out some Coffee Chatter information, check us out at coffeechatter.net. You will find everything you need to know about us. And, you know, hit us up with the email. Call us if you like. Or what can I say? Just, you can. We have a post office box address right there. If you need to write us a letter about anything and you have an idea or a concept, keep it to yourself. And if you have a comment, I want to know about it. Okay? Anyway, do not send Coffee Chatter any headshots or resumes, please. I keep getting those. Don't do that. But other than that, I love your comments about the show. And what can I say? Peace and love. Have a beautiful day. And I'll talk to you next Monday morning. All right, make it a great day. The choice is always up to you. Bye-bye.